T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Here we go. Your timing is exquisite. You have arrived at the beginning of the 5 o'clock follies, the most heavily commuted, not to mention most heavily congested hour of the Bobby Mack Electric Radio program, with yours truly in the air chair, the attack dog of the right, the bombastic loud mouth of the South. Great to have you along. Here is how you join me and be a part of the conversation. Ingalls Advantage talk line number, 800-347-1063. Common Sense Retirement Planning text line number is 71307. And my email address, bob@1063WORD.com. So the Democrats are circling the wagons this afternoon, preparing to vote on a resolution not condemning Democrat Socialist Muslim Democrat Representative Omar for her anti-Semitic remarks. No, we don't want to admit to that kind of thing. Instead, rather than admitting they have a Muslim Democrat Socialist anti-Semitic member, they instead are preferring to change the conversation. Yeah, the agenda item they'll be voting on, the resolution, will be to condemn all hate. That would include, of course, white nationalism. That would include Islamophobia. That would include homophobia, every kind of phobia that the Democrats use to divide the American people. So I guess... What, all the Democrats are going to get on the floor and, like Al Pacino in Dog Day Afternoon, are going to start chanting, Charlottesville, Charlottesville, like Attica, you know, to remind everybody.
We have a news alert that the House has just begun to vote on it.
Well, that certainly will be thrilling.
And right now there's one nay.
Hmm.
And it was from a Republican.
Yeah, who doesn't like the whole way they are disingenuously trying to move the spotlight from Omar's anti-Semitic tweets to the all-encompassing, well, conservatives do it too. That's why this must be a resolution condemning all hate. Right. Well, who are the ones that are in the spotlight right now? Isn't that Omar and her ilk? Shouldn't we just limit it to the offender? Oh, no. We have to be substantially more generic than that, you know. We have to include all of those right-wing conservatives, all those white nationalists, all those racists. God. They are truly the definition. Democrat Party is the definition of insanity. To the phones we go. Thanks for patiently waiting. Richie is our leadoff batter this hour. He's in Spartanburg. Hi, Richie, and welcome to the program.
Hey, Bob. Good. Thank you for letting me be on the show.
Yes, sir.
I am proud. I am so proud to say that I'm Islamophobic. I really am. And I'm going to tell you one other thing. Why would I want to celebrate anything that's Islamic? If I had children, why would I want them to pray some Islamic prayer?
Yeah.
They are cowardly people that attack people, innocent people. And you know, I don't care what George Bush said when he said true Islam is peace. I don't believe true Islam is peace. I believe it's all the same. It's all, you know, if you don't believe what they say, you deserve to die. And that's why I'm a Christian, is because Jesus doesn't want me dead because I don't believe what he says, but I do believe what he says.
Yes.
But he, you know, if somebody, you know, he wants them to come to him. So, I mean, I don't know. I wish people can see that Islam is just a, you know, it's no good. That's about all I can say. No good for anybody.
Well, and I'm sure that there are Muslims who have come to America to escape the hell they were experiencing in their Islamic-controlled countries, and probably are thrilled and happy to be here in America, but they've got to keep a low profile because, of course, if they were to say anything that would be supportive of America or our founding documents, I mean, that they would immediately be ostracized as members of their own religion. And so I have sympathy for them.
Well, I don't see how there's anything to the Islamic religion because they don't have the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
And, you know, I just, what is the deal with them? Where's the power at? So, but I appreciate it, Bob.
Thank you, Richie. I appreciate it. Here's where I have difficulty with this. The left has so many of these groups that are offended by something. And they want to lump all these groups together, but they have so many conflicting ideologies. How can they, for lack of a better expression, peacefully coexist? For instance, let me tell you what I'm talking about. The left supports Muslims and the Islamic support that they get from CARE, the Council on American Islamic Relations, which is just a wing of Hamas here in this country. The left also includes feminists, women's rights groups. The left also includes LGBTQ groups, and yet they can stand in support of Omar when the religion that they support tosses gay people off the roofs in Iraq, in Iran, when women are stoned to death under Islam. How can you keep these two competing ideologies in mind at the same time? It baffles me. John is next up. John is in Greenville. Hi, John, and welcome to the Bobby Mack Show.
Thanks, Bobby, for having me on.
Yes, sir.
What I'm going at it is, back in 1492, we found the country, or Queen Isabella allowed people to come over, or Columbus to come over.
Mm-hmm.
Shortly thereafter, we had the pilgrims come over because nobody wanted them.
Right.
And then later
they sought
on,
religious freedom. That's right.
Right. And then later on, the English took over and said, hey, there's money to be made in this country.
Plenty of it.
And yeah. So they ruled for a while and killed off a bunch of people that they didn't like. And then we got back in towards following God again and not killing off everybody in the land that we took possession of. And we progressed pretty well with God, and other religions have popped up, and we said, you know, you have freedom here.
Sure.
It's okay as long as you don't impose.
Right.
You know? And then somewhere along the line, the left started saying, you got to separate the church from the government, which it was never connected anyway. It was only in England because they had a church over there that was state-run or for the state.
Right. Ever since Henry VIII kicked out the Catholics.
Right. So then we, progressing forward to, let's say, about 20 years ago, all of a sudden, our senators and congressmen can no longer talk for themselves. They have to talk through whoever's leading them, whether it's Ryan or Pelosi or
mm-hmm.
Schumer.
Mm-hmm.
But they can't think for themselves. They can't talk for themselves. They can't vote for themselves. They have to vote party.
Yep.
So we no longer have, you know, 50 states. We only have one or two states, whoever's in charge. And then now, lately here, and just what you said in the last half hour, we're going to have to start bowing down to Muslim. And, you know, because they want to have their prayer right, but we, the Christians can't do it, the Jewish can't do it, the Methodists can't do it, but we're going to try and allow the Muslim to do it because we have to bow down to them because
right.
Pelosi doesn't have the guts to speak up.
And because they don't want to accept the guilt of having as a member of their party, Ms. Omar, who is obviously anti-Semitic. They don't want to admit to it.
Right. Can't do that.
Nope.
You know, but they are still, roundabout way, still in charge.
How they...
If we can't bow down to God and worship Him, and saying, because in God we trust, God's going to leave us, eventually, just like He left the Jews out in the desert a little bit. He's going to leave us like He left them. And then how can we bow down to Satan if we're not supposed to bow down to any religion? You can't be on the fence. Either you're for Satan or you're for God. There is no fence.
Yeah, no middle ground. Thank you, John. I appreciate the call. 17 after 5 here on the Bobby Mack Show. Take a quick break here and then be right back with more as we cruise on here on Thursday. We'll let you know how this vote is going. And also, Paul Manafort is about to be sent to the Gray Bar Hotel for probably the rest of his life. We'll keep you up to speed on all this. Be right back. Welcome back. 5:23 here, Thursday afternoon. Great to have you along. Appreciate the lift here this afternoon. In on the text line, 71307. Bobby, Islam is a historic enemy of Jews, Palestinians, for instance. Bobby, we are where we are because we've been fighting with words. This is why God made axe handles. Boy, I hope we don't denigrate to that point, though. It's starting to look like some kind of banana republic. Bob, didn't they shout down a Middle Eastern women's rights group because they were pro-Trump? Gotcha. Bobby, have you not been listening to the progressives? Only the ones with power can hate conservatives and white people. Bob, they maintain a broad, undefined definition of hate, which allows for a corrupt, dual justice enforcement of law. Bobby, resolution, their all hate is bad resolution, will that include hate against white people and Trump supporters? How about Christians? Bobby, let me get this straight. As long as I wear a Democrat label, I can be anti-Semitic, racist, whatever I want to be. But if I'm Republican, I need a different rule book. I swear on a stack of Bibles, I will never, ever vote for a Democrat. Bobby, will this resolution include AOC phobia? good question. To the phones we go. Ken is next up here on the Bobby Mack Show. Hi, Ken, and welcome to the program.
Thank you, Bobby. I just had a couple little points about Islam. I'm not a scholar by any means, just things I picked up over the years.
Mm-hmm.
First, I have two or three different symbols or signs, so to speak, one of which is putting the Muslim holidays on calendars, having everybody recognize them and
yes.
build up their community.
Right.
So that is one of them to show their domination. The second is whenever they conquer or have a victory somewhere, they build a mosque on that site
mm-hmm.
or as close to it as possible, as is the World Trade Center, where they purchase the land from them and put it up on the mosque. The third thing is they consider the right hand unclean. So whenever they shake a Westerner's hand or tassel a kid's hair or something like that with their right hand, they're rubbing filth into that person. They eat with their left hand, they wipe with their right hand. So all those are just kind of symbols. But another thing about Muslim is the further you go into the Quran, sometimes you'll find passages that contradict what was previously written.
Yes, from the early surahs to the later ones.
Correct. And they believe whatever is last is correct,
mm-hmm.
That supersedes anything that came before. So early in the Quran, it says it's the religion of peace. And later on in the Quran, it says everyone will bow to the will of Allah. If you don't bow, you die.
Yeah.
The infidels.
Yeah. I think the precise language is kill the unbelievers wherever you may find them.
One last point, and I'll let you go and make room for other callers, is that also in the Quran, two points. Also in the Quran, it states that you are to hide yourself in whatever society you're in and lie to anyone that's an infidel. Now, if another Muslim doesn't believe as you do, you can lie to them because they are an infidel to you.
Mm-hmm.
So their religion teaches them deceit. And, that was going to lead me into my next little thing here. And I can't hold to be trace of thought. I'm going down the road at the same time. And,
yeah. I hear you. Yeah. And by the way, I should add, thank you, Ken. I appreciate the call. I should add, under Islam, it is not a sin to lie to an unbeliever. Let me get Don in here quickly as well before we have to break for the news at the bottom. Hi, Don, and welcome to the Bobby Mack Show.
How are you?
Good, thank you.
Yeah, Mr. McClain.
Yes, sir.
I got a couple of things. First thing, I'm a demophobic.
A demophobic?
Yeah. I'm scared of Democrats.
A demophobic?
Yeah.
Yeah. you and me both, especially considering the path they're on right now.
But the second thing is, the bill that they were talking about today about the hate.
Yes.
Does that mean they're going to stop hating Trump?
That's an interesting question. It'll be interesting to see what language is in there. Somehow, I suspect, Don, they will overlook that aspect of hate.
The last thing was, a couple of years ago, I'll say about 3 years ago, I got the opportunity to go on a mission journey to Cuba.
Yes.
And I would love for every single American to get to go and see what socialism, communism actually does to people. And as bad off as they think we are here in the United States, they would be so thankful for what you have now.
Yeah, they would kiss the ground when they came back to America. Well, socialism is nothing but top-down tyranny. Socialism is the first cousin to Marxism, which is communism, and that's the direction they want this country to go in.
But it's really amazing to see it in action. I mean, you can read about it and hear about it, but till you see what it actually does to people, it just doesn't have the same meaning.
Yeah, that's true. It's nothing like experiencing what you're talking about. Thank you, Don. I appreciate the call. I hearken back to the email that I shared earlier, somebody who'd been on a mission trip to Cuba and talked about how they had to bring their own toilet paper. And to bring toilet paper for the natives of Cuba, for the people that live there, because it's all rationed. They got one toothbrush a year. Surprised they got that. What generosity on the part of Fidel. 230 Democrat votes yes, 170 Republican votes yes, 25 Republican votes nay, one vote present. On the motion to suspend the rules and agree as amended on the anti-Muslim and other hatred resolution. Yeah. Charlottesville. Don't forget the white supremacists. 5:30. Annie's ready to go in the news center. I'll be right back. Welcome back. 5:38 now, 22 before 6. So Nancy Pelosi's running for cover. They managed to pass their all hate is bad resolution, except, of course, if you hate, let's say, Christians or especially people wearing MAGA hats, they must be attacked whenever you find them. 234 Democrat votes, yay. Nobody voted against it. One vote that was a non-vote. One member of Congress on the Democrat side did not vote. Don't know yet who that is, whether it might have been Ms. Omar herself, or maybe AOC, or maybe Congresswoman Tlaib. We'll find out eventually. Republicans, 170 votes, yes, 26 no votes, no votes, and one individual voted present for a total of 404 yays, 26 nays, one non-vote, and one voted present. Okay, so there you go. Yeah, all hate is bad, except, of course, those of us that hate Donald Trump. He's the exception that proves the rule. Bobby, if you're in on the text line, if you believe Muslims want to kill us, all you need to do is read the Quran. I have, cover to cover. Bobby, your last caller, Ken, made some excellent points, but his voice was so garbled. What can your engineers do? Nothing when you have a bad phone, I'm sad to say. Bob, to reach a unified goal of a socialist America, Democrats must falsely preach diversity. Diversity will be their downfall. Just hope it is before they drag us all down with them. Bob, previous caller is an ignoramus. The Umayyads killed Muhammad and his family and usurped the faith. Allah is not a name. It is merely the Arabic word for God. I don't think he said it was a name. If you translate everything else, translate this. The Christian faith says we will all bow down to God. Some denominations teach revelation. Some do not. There are many contradictions in the Bible also. That's because these books are meant to be taken as parables, not literally. I have a copy of the Quran. Good for you. Read it. And no, I am not Muslim. By the way, I should hasten to point out, yeah, there are contradictions in the Bible, yet nowhere in the Bible does it say to kill anyone who is not a Christian. Bobby, I'm a believer in Jesus Christ, but you have to be careful picking and choosing select parts of the Quran without reading context. For example, Leviticus 20:13 states that we're to put homosexuals to death, which they do in Islam, by the way. However, you have to read the whole Bible to understand the new covenant and death and resurrection of Christ. Can't just pick this verse and murder gays. We ought to show the same respect to the Quran as we expect to be treated as Christians. Yeah, but as Christians, we don't force everybody to become a Christian upon pain of death. Bobby, all hate groups should be banned, especially the ones that I hate. Bob is wearing a MAGA hat, considered hunting over a baited field. To the phones we go. Ray is next up. He is on his mobile phone. Hi, Ray, and welcome to the Bobby Mack Show.
Hello, hello, hello. I think what we have here is a failure to communicate.
What we have here is failure to communicate. Yeah, a little Cool Hand Luke for you there.
I've been up in the dark corners and my phone is beeping at me, so I may lose you. But,
uh-oh.
You know, I just want, you know, I voted for Obama not once but twice. And I bought all that change and love thing, you know.
Yeah, sure. I get it.
And, yeah, but the thing about it is, like that guy said about the Quran, tell me of a religion where in the Bible it says it's okay to lie to anyone.
Right.
I mean, tell me where it says it's all right to murder people that disagree with you.
I believe that's somewhere in the Bible about not murdering people.
As a matter of fact, when people talk about the Ten Commandments, what it doesn't say is kill. It actually says thou shalt not murder.
Yes, that's correct.
And but anyway, I just wanted to point out that didn't John McCain tell that lady at that campaign thing that, oh, he's not a Muslim? He isn't a Muslim. He's a good guy.
Speaking of, you're referring, of course, to Barack Hussein Obama.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Right.
And see, but that's it. Obama said, I can lie to infidels. It doesn't make any difference. And what these people are trying to do is get this thrown into the court system where they can actually prosecute people for believing the way they believe or we believe. And then being able to get it in there with their judges.
Yeah. With Sharia law. Yeah.
Yeah.
You will be interested then, Ray, to in a piece I'm gonna share with you coming up about what's going on in England, about free speech and the limitations placed thereon, and coming to a country near you, I guess, the Democrat Socialists hope, and I'll get to that next. Thank you, Ray. I appreciate the call, and your battery held up just fine. Context my rear end, says a texter. Okay. That's straightforward enough. Quarter before six here on the Bobby Mac Show. Take a quick break here. I got to share with you this piece about restrictions on so-called free speech. It's going on in England. It's pretty frightening. That's next here on the Bobby Mac Show on Thursday. Be right back. So Pelosi, it's pretty obvious, is out of control of her own party that's in control of the House. The AOCs, the Talibs, the Omars of the world are now the new spokespersons, apparently, for the Democratic Socialists of America as they pass their resolution today condemning all hate. Uh-huh. Nice way of deflecting attention away from Ms. Omar's anti-Semitic tweets. And this way they don't have to apologize for her or even call her out. So essentially, aren't they endorsing what she said? Now, in that vein, a recent report from England underscored the disturbing new government policy against the civil right to free speech and the independent expression of your own personal opinion. British police are now investigating so-called hate crimes that turn witnesses into victims, even though no legal crime has been committed. A note is made in a police file on anyone fingered anonymously for saying or posting online anything someone else regards as hateful. Confused by this? Well, join the club. In some of the most twisted and sinister logic to come forward in modern history, Great Britain is building a government infrastructure of thought police. You remember, of course, the classic 1984, the novel by George Orwell, himself a Brit, published in 1949, in which he described a society 35 years in the future, 1984, where one world government controlled everything and everybody. An authoritarian police force used high technology to track, monitor, eavesdrop on, and alert authorities of all citizen wrongdoing, which could be anything, including a facial expression or a turn of phrase. The thought-provoking advertising catchphrase promoting the book was, "How old will you be?" in 1984. Well, 1984, of course, came and went, and most people thought nothing of Orwell's dire foreshadowing of a future yet to come. But take a look around us today. Political, social conditions fast approaching those exactly portrayed in the fictional dystopia. Newspeak was the official language of Orwell's imagined future government and its supreme leader. The language was redesigned to restrict grammar, limit vocabulary, and as a result, free thinking. Personal identity and the self-expression of the individual's free will could, after all, destroy the fabric of this tyranny, this autocratic society. And in Orwell's nightmarish society, thoughts could be criminal. Thoughts could be criminal and punishable by law. In its day, only a few years after the close of World War II, the idea was not so far-fetched. I mean, Nazi Germany seized absolute control very quickly over everything except the minds of resistance fighters. So now fast forward to the present, 2019. Police in Humberside, England, had words with a local man who sends messages from his Twitter account as Harry the Owl. A complaint about one of his posts, which said that trans women are not women, triggered a legal investigation on behalf of the LGBTQ community. 23 January, Harry began a Twitter narrative of his day at work after he issued his opinion about trans women. First, his boss called him to say that the cops wanted to talk with him. Harry returned the call and was connected with a police constable. Spoke to PC from Humberside, introduces himself as representing the LGBTQ community on a report of hate speech by me. They had found me via my company, had been all over the website, and decided if I employed trans people at all, it was not a safe place for them, and workers should know that. The PC admitted during the conversation 30 of his tweets had been reviewed and no actual crime had been committed. The officer did read a limerick, humorous short poems, often of a sexy, salty nature, over the phone. Harry said he had not written that. Ah, but you liked it and promoted it, the officer replied. Harry said, well, why are you wasting your time on a non-crime? And the PC told Harry, it's not a crime, but it will be recorded as a hate incident. The PC insisted the snitch was the victim in this non-criminal case. At this point, Harry reported that his conversation with a local PC turned incredibly sinister. The cop told me that he needed to speak with me because even though I'd committed no crime whatsoever, he needed, and I quote, to check my thinking. Tell me that's not Orwellian by nature. Quickly to Gene, who is in Greenville. Hi, Gene, and welcome to the show.
Yeah, Bobby, 1984, I was 33. But anyway, I called up about the Quran. There were two people in America that did study the Quran to some extent and made some very vital decisions.
Mm-hmm.
Thomas Jefferson was one of them.
Yes.
And do you recall the consequence of that?
Yeah,
the Barbary Pirates.
The Barbary Pirates, that's right.
From the halls of Montezuma to the shores of Tripoli. Well, that was what was going on back then. He sent the Marines to the caliphate there in Libya to stop Muslim pirates from wrecking our shipping, which, by the way, had been going on for hundreds of years, where the Muslim pirates were invading European trading ships.
Well, as far as that goes, it's still going on with the raids of shipping off the coast of Somalia by Muslims
exactly.
There.
It never stopped. Right. I mean, Muhammad's worldwide vision, or I should say Satan's worldwide vision of a Muslim caliphate has not stopped. The second person was Andy McCarthy, who read the Quran.
Yes.
Remember what happened there?
Yeah, the World Trade Center was bombed the first time. Yeah.
Right, and he read it to find out who these Muslims were, and that's how he was able to pursue his prosecution of the blind sheikh.
Yep, and put him in prison where he is to this day.
Exactly. I think he might have died. I thought he died of prostate cancer.
I could be.
Anyway,
I haven't kept up with his health.
But Orwell was very prophetic, but you got to understand, Bobby, he wrote this knowing what was going on in the communist countries even to today.
Yep, and
communists have been practicing monitoring speech and thought and ideas and even facial expressions right from 1917.
And sadly, it's coming home to roost. Gene, I've got to run for the news, but I thank you for the call. Bonus hour is still on the way, including today's edition of Boneheads in the News.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.